The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Good morning. Rumour file is open. Thank you, Ender. 9221 882. We might get back to Ender a little bit later on. Trying to work out where Millsy's up to exactly. There has been some complicated information coming through, of all places, from Brisbane via our man there.
Making waves internationally, Millsy. Millsy Watch coming up.
Yeah, we might get back to Ender. So, Ender, keep busy for us if you could. Rumour file open, $500 cash, 9221 882. Got to phone the rumour through. Morning, Bob.
Hey, thank you, Basil, and a good midweek morning to you and Simon. Well, the guessing game is over, and now we know Time Magazine's pick for its Person of the Year. As in some previous years, it is a group. They are journalists the magazine is calling The Guardians. The group is made up of four individual journos and a newspaper. Collectively, Time says, they are representatives of a broader fight by countless others around the world. Time's editor, Edward Felenstahl, told the NBC Today show about the best known of them, Jamal Khashoggi, slain in Turkey at the hands of the Saudis.
So this is the first time we've ever chosen someone no longer alive as Person of the Year, but it's also very rare that a person's influence grows so immensely in death.
And also honored by Time as its Person of the Year is the Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland, where five people were shot and killed at its office by a gunman angry over the paper's coverage.
The Gazette, one of the oldest papers in America, did what it's done since before the revolution and got a paper out the next day and continues to do so with courage.
And Simon, the other three journalists, individuals honored by Time as Person of the Year are a Philippine reporter named Maria Ressa, who has been arrested for her coverage there, and two Reuters journalists detained in Miramar for nearly a year, Wa Lone and Ku Su'u.
Now, Bob, what about this year's runners-up, or this year's runner-up for the Time Person of the Year?
Actually, runners-up. We're going to talk about second and third. Let's start with second, Donald Trump. And in third, the man who is leading the investigation into Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and possible links to Russia, the special counsel Robert Mueller.